Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder at GeoChain and guide to many individuals, corporations, and governments alike. And I want to talk today about a concept from 2016 by Peter Diamandis, and I may be mispronouncing your name. If I am, I'm so sorry, called the six Ds. It obviously needs a seventh one. I am not the first person to say that, but I want to talk about this because this concept from 2016 is 100% still applicable today. And it's a fantastic roadmap to watch where blockchain, crypto, AI, robotics, etc., is going to go next. So it's really beautifully predictive. And I want to share this with you. And so you can find this, just do a search for the six, the number six, the six Ds. Peter Diamandis, Diamandis. You can see his website at diamandis.com. And I want to talk about these. It's the six Ds of exponential organizations, which sounds very businessy, but it's got an incredible utility for seeing where we're going with just freaking everything. Now, when he put this together, he wasn't well versed in blockchain and decentralization yet. So the seventh D is decentralization. So let's go through these real quick. And then I want to talk about where we are. Where is blockchain in this process? Where is crypto in this process? Where is robotics? And where is AI? Because these, I think, are the four most important things that are going to be altering our external reality as we go forward. So the first is digitized. Thumbs up. Digitized, deceptive, disruptive, demonetized, dematerialized, democratized, and then decentralized. So I'm going to add the seventh one in there. So let's talk about what each of these means. So here's the brief on this. So in the digitized stage, something that was not previously digitized becomes digital. Easy enough. Okay. In the deceptive phase, it's where, you know how at the right at the bottom of an exponential curve, it doesn't look like much is happening, right? You know that saying goes, a little bit at a time and then all at once, right? And so in the beginning of an exponential curve, it doesn't look like anything's happening. It's deceptive. Right? It's taking root. It's taking hold, but it's deceptive because it's not obvious yet. People look at it and go, that's nothing, right? Remember how people talked about even the internet, when the internet first came around, people went, that's nothing. That's not going to become anything, right? It's deceptive, right? When mobile phones first came around and they were clunky, right? And adoption was fairly low. People were like, who would want that? When they put first put cameras in phones, right? People were like, why? So that adoption and that taking root in society is deceptive at first. It doesn't look like anything's happening until it's already taken root. So first digitized and then deceptive. Then disruptive. At that point where you cross the line where it becomes obvious, oh, this is here to stay. Oh, this is really a thing. Oh, this is really happening. That's when it becomes disruptive. And it starts disrupting companies, industries, aspects of society. Once you get that disruption, you are clearly in the exponential growth area right now, then demonetized. The money is going to get pulled away from somewhere else and head in this direction because everybody realizes it's real now. So demonetized. After demonetized, then it becomes dematerialized. The physical products of the old way go away. And new, usually smaller, more efficient physical products take its place. And then democratize. Because once something is digitized, small and cheap, then it's very easy for everybody to use it. So the democratization is really just saying it just becomes accessible to everybody. And then we're going to add a seventh one on there, which people have been calling for some time, which is decentralization, where you take it away from a centralized entity and you decentralize it to the users and distribute that to everybody without any centralized entity controlling it, right? Decentralization of control of that thing. Okay, so where are we in each of these things? So let's start with robotics, which is pretty interesting. What is robotics? It's the digitization of human labor. And more, yes, I know, but we'll get there. So when we say it's been digitized, something's been digitized, we're saying that human labor has been digitized in the form of a robot. And that's already happening, right? It's already been done. And in the beginning, it was just for manufacturing cars. Those were robots, right? That was a digitization of human labor. And the adoption of it was only in these major manufacturing circles, so it was deceptive. Now, humanoid robots are coming along, and they're getting pretty good. We are now disruptive, because people look at that and go, oh, so wait a minute. These humanoid robots could replace factory workers and manufacturing and shipping and receiving workers and port workers. Oh my goodness, disruption, right? So you're already a disruptive because people are starting to realize this is really becoming real. So I think I'm going to put robotics right now in the disruptive category. We're heading for demonetization. That's what's going to come next with robotics. Demonetization means the money goes away from where it was and towards this digitized thing. So away from human labor and towards robotics. That's what's going to happen next. Money will not be going into human labor. It will be going into robotics. Now, dematerialized in this case means the old way, the humans, are no longer needed. What are they going to do for work? Subject for another time. Possibly robot maintenance. You better figure out something because this is coming. Democratization of robotics will happen when they become cheap enough that there's one and everybody's got one. Everybody's got a robot that's doing their laundry and cooking and lawn care and car maintenance. That's what democratization is going to look like. Decentralization of robotics will be when instead of I have a subscription for this robot from Tesla, or some other company. Instead, it's that, you know, they're owned in the neighborhood, and instead of I own one myself, I might instead just rent one from my neighbor periodically, and I can put that on blockchain and pay them for that. And so we might be renting each other's robots for different things. And that's what decentralization would look like. So at the moment, robotics, I would put him on step three at disruptive. Next move is demonetization. Money moving away from human labor and into robotics, and a complete shift of that. When? I think it's in the next few years. By probably 2028, 2030 at the worst. And I think by 2030, you're actually seeing this all the way down into decentralization. So this cycle is moving incredibly fast right now. So, so much faster than it used to. So that's where robotics is. AI went digitized a long time ago. People have been working on artificial intelligence for, 70 years? And it never went anywhere. And it was always 10 years away. And digitization, in this case, is the digitization of inference, of human inference. With the internet, we had the digitization of knowledge and information. With AI, we have the digitization of inference, being able to think about something, draw conclusions about something. And that digitization of inference is getting more and more complex. It was deceptive I think we're beyond disruptive now. It was deceptive for a while. It wasn't that good. Nobody believed it was going to go anywhere. Then it was disruptive. ChatGPT sort of entered us into this disruptive era of AI where people went, oh, this can do something. Oh my gosh, right? And at this point, we've moved on from disruptive to demonetized. And the money is moving away from humans doing things and thinking and inferring to AIs doing and thinking and inferring. And so the humans are being demonetized with that right now. Dematerialized from an AI sense is going to look more like when we get into AI operating systems and we're sort of seeing our devices move away from screens, right? So I think we're going to see the end of screens, the end of user interfaces. I think our devices are going to get very small, go down to just, you know, a headphone with an AI operating system. AI is already quite democratized. It is already, so this one's going a little out of sequence. AI is going a little bit out of sequence here. But you're seeing it address some of these stages more. And then even AI is going into blockchain and becoming decentralized. So it is already working those later stages in parallel right now. Where is it going to go? More of all of that. More of demonetizing the human inference. More of dematerializing your devices down to smaller and lesser things with no screens. More of democratized access to it. And more of decentralization of AI. So blockchain itself, blockchain and crypto, which are two different things, but crypto rides on blockchain. Blockchain is the infrastructure. Blockchain is the digitization of decentralization, of peer-to-peer networking. It was deceptive because it's been around for, I don't know, 16, 17 years, more than that in terms of its concept, but in terms of its application, about 16 years. And in terms of smart contracts, about 10 years, which is amazing. And it was very deceptive during that time. It was so esoteric. People are like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? That's not useful. The only thing it's good for is crypto. And even crypto was like, well, what's that for? It was very deceptive until one day you woke up and it was disruptive. One day you woke up and now you can have crypto in your retirement accounts. One day you woke up and the crypto you'd been ignoring and the blockchain you'd been ignoring was all of a sudden a foundational factor in elections around the world. What? It had been there building the whole time, but it was deceptive. You couldn't see it yet. It was building under the radar, but it crossed the line and became disruptive. The next move for crypto and blockchain is demonetization of the old way. Money moving away from traditional financial systems into crypto. And we're seeing that now. And you're going to see that a lot more over. And I think that's going to take a bit because people are very, like, very, very tied to traditional financial systems. So it's going to take a minute. Give that about a decade for further demonetization of traditional financial systems. Blockchain, when we say demonetized, you're moving away from centralized systems to decentralized systems, right? So this is the demonetization, money moving away from Facebook, LinkedIn, Amazon, governments, centralized entities, and moving into peer-to-peer networks driven by blockchain. And that's where demonetization is gonna go. And I think demonetization is where we are, sort of between disruption and demonetization is where blockchain and crypto are right now. It's pretty democratized. It's going to become more so. And the dematerialization is going to be the breakdown of those centralized physical companies with physical locations and centralized entities, the dissolution of that and moving into more decentralized entities. Now, is it going to be 100%? There's never going to be a centralized entity or a government ever again? No. But you're just going to see a shift from 100% centralized entities to 80%, 70, 80% decentralized entities. And that's where that's going to go. What is the decentralization of decentralization. The decentralization of blockchain is going to look like this internet with millions of chains. So yes, even that can be decentralized, and I do believe it will. So this is where I see it going. I think this is a fabulous concept. I think it ought to be revisited. It's from 2016. Peter Diamandis, go to his website, diamandis.com, look at the six Ds, add a seventh one down there for decentralization, and pay attention, because this is where these technologies are going. And they're all very rapidly evolving. It's blowing my mind, and pay attention, because your life 3 years from now is going to look very different, and hopefully in the best possible way. So pay attention so you can make sure it does. Put your questions and your thoughts in the comments, and let me know what you're thinking about all these things. Let's keep discussing this together, where it's going and how do we actually turn this into something awesome. All right. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you on Chain.